Chapter 3. The Americans took the trussed-up boy to a place called Fort Whipple, a fly-blown group of tents surrounded by a stone and timber stockade. An American called Willis was the boss there, and he glared at the man of God as he entered with his captives. He noticed the boy when he was brought in with a few Yavapai girls, and he looked into the color of his eyes. "What do you make of him?" he asked the God man. "He may be the young O'Brien boy who was lost here years ago, or he could be from the Jepson party who never made it to New Mexico," said the God man back. They named the boy Jepson O'Brien, but the natives and the frontiersmen called him Blue because of his eyes, but also because of the baleful, almost sad expression he carried on his face. Expression of someone who kills with compassion, but not mercy. Although he was still a boy, the men mostly kept away from him. Except for one, a trapper who understood his skills and in return fed him and taught him the white man's way. In a short while he could speak and read and write their language. And he also added the calm, fast dignity of the gunman to his arsenal. That men treated him with care. But he was slow to anger and, when angry, swift and final in his reply. In the Arizona desert in the 1860s, he had every skill that you needed to survive. And he was just 17.